Hello out there in podcast land. The three of us are driving to, separately, driving to interesting local liquor shops near our respective places of residence. And we are going to ask whoever happens to be working there at the time for what they think is the most interesting bottle of whiskey that they have. Notice it is most interesting and not best.
So it's Saturday, February 1st. I don't know who wins the Super Bowl, but you do.
All right, we are going over to Wally's to find a bottle of bourbon or whiskey or rye. It remains to be seen for this episode.
All right, I am on my way to Mission Wine in Glendale.
And I am going to head to this place called Wade's Wines.
I'm trying to decide how to phrase it. Like, I do a podcast you've never heard of, and I thought, hey, maybe you could give me a hand. Or, hey, you want to do a weird thing for me? But that sounds super sketchy. So, not really sure what I'm going to say. I'm sure I'll fumble through it.
Oh, and I'm running a red light in front of a police officer. We'll see how that goes.
What is this siren about? Where's the siren? Oh, shoot.
Siren somewhere, that's not for me.
Let's see what we get.
Alright, we're almost there.
Alright, here we go, Wade's Wines.
Hey, good, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Chris.
I'm Derek.
How are you? I have been here a couple times before, but I've got kind of a crazy, interesting question for you.
Okay.
Immediately, I want to pick up the $125 Port Charlotte Scotch.
Whiskey generally, but like bang for my buck.
Don't think that's in the budget. Maybe that Westland Oak is really good. Westland Single Malt runs for $125.
I'm on kind of a scavenger hunt, and I have been tasked to find the most interesting tasting whiskey I can find.
Let me get someone who has a little bit more knowledge about whiskey than I do.
Okay. Hey.
This is Amy. She knows a lot more
Amy,
about that.
I'm Jack.
Jack, so nice to meet you.
I do a whiskey podcast, and our idea is to, like, each of us are going to get a bottle, and we're going to blind it, and we're going to try to impress each other.
Very cool.
It doesn't have to be good. It just has to be interesting.
Jack Daniel's Barrel Proof. It's a single barrel done for Santa Monica. Wathan's Single Barrel. That is a contender.
That's like really memorable and like stands out in a crowd.
Sure. Did you want any specific style?
I don't care. Like, I like everything.
Why is everything I want so much more expensive than I want to pay?
Do you have a whiskey person? Are you a whiskey person?
No, they don't come till 12.
No worries.
You can get the peanut butter.
Whiskey. Okay. Let's look at that. Where's that?
It's called Screwball.
Okay.
Come to text my college roommates for some input.
One of my personal favorites is the Classic Lottie. What's great about the Brooklady Classic Lottie is you do taste eyelid. It's unpeated, but the peat is in the water,
yeah.
So you're still going to taste peat in it regardless of what
you
do. And they don't distill it out, which I think is great, and it speaks about the land. So if you ever want to taste eyelid without having it be like superimposed with peat, that's the best representation of it.
Cool.
You either got Screwball.
Screwball.
That's going to taste like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
All right, well, I'm immediately drawn to this. Okay. Is there anything else that, like, jumps out at you as being, like...
I like Speyside because it's the gateway to single malt for a lot of people because they don't peat their scotches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great because you taste the nuances of the actual malt itself.
Mm.
So if people want to try pure malt, Speyside's a great area. Highland is where you get a little bit more complex because of the barrels that they use to finish it in. So let's see what we got.
That's so interesting. So it doesn't say anything on the bottle. Do you have any idea how they make it taste like?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, have you ever had it yourself?
I have had it, and it literally tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, you can put it over ice cream, that's kind of, or put it in a milkshake. It
will. That's awesome. So are these kind of like, oh, whiskey liqueur.
Balvenie Double Wood, I like that a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go like close to $50.
Okay.
Because they finish it in sherry barrels, but they also age some of it in American whiskey barrels. So you get that kind of feel and texture without the finishing sweetness like Macallan would have. So it's a little bit more well-rounded.
Okay.
Our Maker's has so much flavor and complexity going on in it. Marty chose the staves. So these are going to be all the staves that are going to be going into it.
Oh.
This is going to be natural.
Okay.
So on the back of it, it actually lists the amount of staves that are going in.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Awesome.
Marty spent like 4.5 hours creating basically what was going to be in the barrel.
Unbelievable. Okay. And so Marty, who is Marty? He's like the...
Marty's been in the whiskey industry for like 50 plus years.
Okay.
He'll be here at 12.
Yeah, he'll be here at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Marty likes to party, so there's a sign.
Walt Disney.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Okay. And so this is Marty's place.
It's Wade's Wines.
It's Wade's Wines, but Marty does the whiskey.
Marty does all the whiskeys.
Okay, cool.
One of the ones to do that I really like is Old Kootenay.
Oh, yeah?
So the Navigator here is not age-specific.
Right.
Old Kootenay was one of the first, like, cold single malts that people were trying to cultivate because it was, their 21 year was considered one of the best whiskeys in the world at that time. And this was a good 10 years ago when I started doing this.
Okay.
So their Navigator has this nice like sea feel to it because they are coastal. You get that little salty air, and it's complex in flavors, but it's light, so it goes down really nicely. They don't overage it with barrels, so you can see by the coloration, it only extracts a little bit from it, so you're getting better malt quality out of it.
Cool. All right. I think I'm going to do the peanut butter thing. Is that crazy?
No, it's not.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm bringing peanut butter whiskey.
This seems great. I've had one version of Old Kootenay before, but I don't remember which one it was.
So they made the Clipper series because they have a sailing team.
Oh, okay.
And the Navigator because of their coastalness.
Okay. I'll try this one. Thank you.
You're welcome, of course.
Thanks so much for your help, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. I think we have our selection. There is a Broken Barrel Whiskey Casa Montedio, which I've never seen before. It is not aged in barrels. It has broken barrels put into it and filtered out. It also has a little bit of corn whiskey in it, which makes it exactly what I want to spring on the podcast. So I think that should be about perfect.
You are all set then. Thank you
very much.
Bottle art is very cool. The only downside to this at all is that it's 110 proof, which means Jack is going to like it way too much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
So Wade's Wines, incredible spot. So floor to ceiling, you have all kinds of like crazy whiskey, including one called Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, which I am now bringing to the party.
Right, that could not have gone more good, better. Why am I always so nervous in those situations? People like to talk about stuff they like. Alright, I'm gonna go to Billy's.
Getting directions to Billy home.
In 1.1 miles, turn left onto San Fernando Road.
Alright, Jack, I have done your bidding. And I think we came out with a good result. And now I can get back to work. I am very curious as to see what we think of this tomorrow. End recording.